Harness bells jangled behind her. Someone was coming. Jenya dove into the ditch, pulling her cloak around her and tucking her long braid inside it. The silk and wool twill over her head stifled her even in the coolness of the early morning, but she had to keep her hair covered. A horse's hooves thudded up on the road. From the sound, it pulled a wagon. A man called on the horse to stop. Had she been seen? She wanted desperately to peek out from under her hood, but she held her breath, forcing herself to absolute stillness.
"What are you hiding from, brown lump in the ditch? Awfully warm day to wear a cloak like that over your head, however lovely a cloak," said the man.
His voice was rich, deep, and amused. Something in it almost compelled an answer from her, but she remained still and silent.
"Come now, I won't hurt you or turn you over to the constables if that's who you're running from. What are you, a pickpocket? A murderer? A runaway apprentice?"
He knew! He'd been sent to find her! Jenya threw back her hood, jumped to her feet, and scrambled over the far side of the ditch into a hayfield. Behind her, the man's cry of surprise ended in a laugh. She ran headlong toward a copse of trees. If he were just a passing tradesman, he'd leave her alone at that point. Not worth the bother of a possible bounty. If her master had sent him, well, she'd figure out what to do then. Maybe she'd give him the same as she'd given Willett. Maybe she could bargain with him. He'd liked her cloak. Maybe... The grasses rustled behind her. He was chasing her, was nearly on her, had her by the arm in a grip she couldn't shake. He spun her around, grabbed her other arm, and pressed her close.
"Well," he grinned, "and aren't you a pretty thing to be getting herself all dirty and ragged and torn?"